Hey, everybody, here we go on a Friday. Oops, there we go. Time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast, Friday edition. Realty expert Caitlin Ramseth is standing by. Remember that name, because after today, you're not going to hear it again. We'll talk to Caitlin after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right. Now, when I mentioned this is the last time we were here, we will hear Caitlin Ramseth's name on these Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcasts. Why is that?
I am getting married tomorrow.
How about that?
Woo-hoo. I know. It's so weird to say.
Man, you must be a diehard. You're getting married tomorrow. What the hell are you doing in the studio today?
I know, right? Work.
Well, you did get Rookie of the Year.
I did, yeah. Well,
so, and it's things like that that give you that award.
Yeah.
So, if you don't mind us asking, it will no longer be Caitlin Ramseth. What will you go by?
It'll be Caitlin Soli.
How about that?
I know. It's so weird.
So, I think you should bring Mr. Soli in with you one time and show him what you do here.
I should. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be good. Fun.
Well,
right?
Congratulations. That
yeah,
is
thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You see the look on your face that you are pretty excited about this.
I am. I'm nervous, though. I don't
are
know.
You?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
little bit.
You know, it only happens once, hopefully,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hopefully.
You know, we talked about the final time. You're going to use your last name as Ramseth. How about let's talk about a final walkthrough before closing on a house? I would think, for a lot of people, it's probably just about as exciting as when they did get married, that final walkthrough, you know?
I would say so, too.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's your first home.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
All right.
It's one of those things where it can be really exciting or very stressful, especially as an agent, depending on how the transaction's been going, things like that. But basically, the final walkthrough is a very crucial part of the home buying process because it gives the buyers one more chance to look at the home before closing.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, buyers can be very excited at this point, or they can be very nervous. So typically when you are buying a house, you see the house at least two times, maybe more. But you're looking at it during the showing. And then if they do a home inspection, we're also going to go to the home inspection. And so they're seeing the house those two times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the final walkthrough is kind of like that very last time you're going to see it before we go to the closing table and sign away your life. When we go to the final walkthrough, there's a lot of different things that we're looking for. Typically, though, a final walkthrough only takes about 10 to 15 minutes. It doesn't take very long, or it shouldn't, at least. Sometimes it goes longer. But the things that we're looking for are if we had any repairs requested during the home inspection, we're going to double check, make sure these are all done. We're going through and making sure that the sellers took out all of their belongings. We're going to go through, we're going to check all the cabinets, the drawers, make sure everything is cleaned out of there. And then double checking. I know I've heard a lot of horror stories from other agents. Thank goodness it's never happened to me, of sellers swapping out appliances for old damaged appliances and they take the new ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And obviously for a buyer, that is not okay. So that's why it's very crucial that we set up a final walkthrough and don't skip it. Final walkthroughs, we typically do it either the day before closing or the morning of. I typically like to try to schedule it the day before, though, just in case something does come up where mm-hmm. we have to try to now figure out a solution. If you schedule it the morning of and we only have 15 minutes before we're supposed to go close and something comes up and we need to figure something out, typically it's not enough time to do so.
Right.
So, the other thing, too, is a lot of times, one time it happened to me where we went to a final walkthrough and it was the evening before we were closing the next morning.
Okay.
And the sellers had all of their stuff in the house still. They haven't even started packing.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So I immediately got on the phone with the agent and I was like, oh, my goodness. Are we still on for closing in the morning? Because as of right now, I know how long it takes me to move out.
Sure.
And I can't do it in one night.
No.
So she's like, nope, they have movers. They're going to get it all done. And I was like, okay, we're going to come back in the morning then. because it's very important that you check, because, you know, when a seller's moving out, we want to make sure that they're not banging the walls and they're moving things.
You can hide a lot of things with stuff.
You can. Mm-hmm. I know. And especially like in the winter time and stuff, we want to make sure utilities are left on so pipes aren't bursting. Yeah. 'Cause I've heard stories with that too. But all in all, we went the next morning and everything was out of the house.
Wow. I bet you didn't sleep very good that night, did you?
I didn't, because I was like, there's no way. There's no way. And I'm usually not like pessimistic, but I was like, there's absolutely no way.
So what you're saying is they had guy movers.
They had to have. They had to have, right?
Because you ladies are way too slow.
I know. It was absolutely crazy, though, because I walked in and there was nothing left in the house. And I was like, this is insane. But all in all, we made it to closing that morning. So that was pretty good.
Good.
But yeah, so the main thing, though, is that we're doing that final walkthrough. Those are the things that we're checking for. It depends on the house. As far as repairs go, I know a lot of times during the home inspection, we're asking for repairs to be done. I have a final walkthrough later this afternoon, and we're going to be double checking, making sure they were in the middle of renovating their bathroom. So that's going to be the first thing we look at, making sure that that bathroom is done and completed. And if it's not, sometimes we have to push back closing, and that's kind of the worst case scenario that happens, but it happens. So
have you ever had somebody during the final walkthrough say, nah, we changed our mind, we're leaving, we're not gonna buy it?
I personally haven't had that happen to me yet, but yes, that does happen.
I would think that would be a realtor's nightmare.
And that's why like final walkthroughs can be stressful as as a realtor, for sure. Depending on the buyer, you know, sometimes you have buyers from the very start, they're looking for a way out and they're going to do everything they can to find something nitpicky wrong that the buyers or sellers didn't do. And when we get to the final walkthrough, I've heard stories where the littlest thing, like, oh, they forgot to leave their curtain rod. We're backing up. We're canceling.
Yeah. Looking for an excuse.
It can be very hard. And ultimately, though, like, the seller could technically sue for damages and time at that point because, I mean, it's closing day. Mm-hmm. You can't just back out at closing. Sure. You know, like, it's the worst nightmare. So luckily, though, that hasn't happened to me yet. Knock on wood, because I do have a final walkthrough today, so we'll see what happens.
But
I've heard lots of horror stories. And then, like I kind of said, in the winter time, a lot of times if agents aren't informing their sellers to keep utilities on and making sure that the heat is still on, things like that, I've heard of pipes bursting. And obviously a buyer is not going to close on a house in that condition. So it can be very scary.
Well, if you still own the house and it's on the market, aren't you still responsible for the bills?
Yeah, you are.
So why would you shut the electricity off, you know, and then and then jeopardize? Well, no, I'm not going to be. Well, it's got an indoor swimming pool in the basement now.
I know.
No, you know, I don't want that.
And it is really unfortunate, because at that point, then now the seller has to do all the remedies to fix it and then put the house back on the market. Sure. And it's a nightmare. So, but yeah, so basically, when we do a final walkthrough, kind of how I like to go is I'll try to get there early, turn on all the lights, and open up all the windows, because the one thing to keep in mind is when buyers have previously seen the homes, they've been full of decoration, furniture. You know, when they walk in, they get that warm, fuzzy feeling. They're excited to call it home. When you go to a final walkthrough, everything is cleaned out and it's just a bare, empty house.
It looks bigger, though.
It does. Yeah, yes, it does. It looks a lot bigger. Sometimes you see stains maybe that you didn't see before. Right, so, you know, it can be a little scary. Mm-hmm. But that's why I like to get there first, make it, you know, bright inside, a little bit comforting, because yeah, it's an empty house and it's buyers are going to see it and it's not as exciting as when they saw before. So I'll do that first. And then, like I said, we'll go through, we'll make sure that all the appliances are working, utilities are on and working. And then we'll make sure all the cabinets are cleaned out, bedroom closets. There's always that one drawer sellers forget to clean out.
A lot
of times it's the one above the fridge.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There's always like stuff up there, Tupperware, whatever it is. So make sure we get all that cleaned out. If there's anything that the buyers requested to stay, like sometimes they'll request, we want the hot tub to stay or the playset, things like that. We'll just make sure that all of the terms that were agreed upon on the purchase agreement are still there. And yeah, we'll take a walk on the exterior, making sure everything is good out there. 'Cause you know, up here it gets windy. We want to make sure siding is still intact, shingles, all right. that stuff. And then we go to closing. So,
wow. Yeah,
I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
So now you've got a closing today or a final walkthrough today.
Walkthrough today, closing in the morning. So okay. I kind of like to do the walkthrough the day before. Like I said, just in case something okay. isn't right. It gives me time as the agent to figure it out.
Okay. Now, with the big wedding coming up, are you going to be gone for a while? Are you going on a honeymoon or anything?
So we're planning on waiting until like end of October.
Smart.
I know. Mm-hmm. We're like, it's going to get cold. Right. We want to go when it's cold. We exactly. don't want to go now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, yeah. I don't blame you. Well, that is so exciting.
It is. I know. We haven't figured out quite yet where we want to go yet. But one thing that we really like to do is go to the Fort Lauderdale Yacht Show
sure.
in Florida. So mm-hmm. I think we might do that. But I don't know. We're thinking, like, do we go somewhere we've never been before? Or do we go somewhere that we like to go so, like, on anniversaries we can keep yeah. visiting?
Sure. Make it a tradition.
Yeah. I don't know yet. So we're not really sure what we're going to do.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And when we see you next time, you will be Caitlin Soli.
It'll be Caitlin Soli. I know.
Wow. For exciting.
It's weird. Hey. I know. And now I have to go change, like, all my business cards, everything.
Oh,
like that,
no. So. I know. Oh, what a bummer. Okay. If somebody wants to get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Ramseth Soli, how do they do that? Like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My number is 320-267-6692. You can text or call me anytime, any day.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Maybe.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, good luck and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. That's Caitlin Ramseth, soon to be Caitlin Soli. And that is your realty expert on this Friday edition of your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. We'll see who's coming in on Wednesday. I'm guessing it's Adam. Until then, have yourself a wonderful weekend.